WTAW News time is 8:05. It's 40 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Merry Maids. Call 979-595-1111 or go to merrymaids.com. Merry Maids, relax, it's done. Good morning, I'm Kat McMullen. College Station police report 2 people died and 5 were injured following a Saturday night crash involving 2 pickup trucks on Harvey Mitchell Parkway north of Holloman Drive. Killed was 20-year-old Nathan Hardcastle of Cyprus. Police say he was one of 6 people in a 2008 Dodge pickup that was pulling out of a private drive heading north on Harvey Mitchell when it was struck by a 2006 Dodge truck that was headed south. The woman driving the 2008 Dodge, 19-year-old Taylor Leonard of Houston, died yesterday. 4 other passengers in the 2008 Dodge and the driver of the 2006 Dodge were taken to local hospitals. Police report several are in critical condition. The names of the injured
have not... It's been at the back of your mind for a while now. All of your...
Hey, if you like to sew and your sewing machine is just not working correctly...
Have not been.
Sorry about that, Kat.
That's all right. The force of the collision sent both trucks across all lanes of Harvey Mitchell, where they came to rest on the opposite sides of the roadway. The highway was closed for 5 hours to clear the wreckage and to allow officers from 2 divisions to investigate. A College Station man arrested after he was seen walking down a residential street with an assault rifle is also accused of pointing the weapon at a household.
6 victims who live on McFarland Drive south of Welburn and Fitch tell police 34-year-old Trey Davenport drove down their street at a high rate of speed, stopped, pulled out an AR-15-style rifle from his car, kneeled behind the car, and pointed the gun at a house. Officers were told Davenport and the home's occupants had just been in a prior argument, the subject of which was not revealed. Police stopped Davenport a mile and a half away and recovered the AR-15 along with a .357 revolver, a PSA PA-15, a .686-6 revolver, a Ruger 10/22 with an assault rifle stock, and a butterfly knife. Also taken into evidence were 4 varieties of narcotics and marijuana. Davenport was arrested for deadly conduct and drunk driving, along with possessing the weapons and drugs, remains jailed in lieu of bonds totaling $49,000. Bill Oliver, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
For the 4th time, a Bryan man has been convicted of drunk driving. 49-year-old Michael Magruder was sentenced to 30 years in prison. Magruder was arrested in September of 2011 after a witness reported a suspicious person in her apartment complex. Prosecutors charged Magruder with being a habitual offender, citing 4 prior prison sentences from 19 prior convictions, including 3 prior DWIs and 5 other felonies. Another Bryan man, arrested twice in the last 2 months for drug possession, is headed to prison from 2 older cases. 31-year-old Guadalupe Costino entered a plea agreement where he will serve 17 years for 5 convictions. Prosecutors say Costino was playing a major role in the amount of methamphetamine being brought into Brazos County. And pilots flying in and out of Easterwood Airport will soon be without assistance from the local control tower. The FAA has announced Easterwood is among 149 airports losing air traffic controllers as part of sequestration. Easterwood's director of aviation, John Happ, says passenger jet service will continue as scheduled. Congressman Bill Flores of Bryan says the Secretary of Transportation can find other places to reduce the budget.
If you look at the FAA budget today versus where we were in 2001, we have about 15% fewer flights today than we did before 9/11, and the FAA budget's grown by 40%.
The closure will start April 7th and take 4 weeks to complete. The FAA's news release and list of all the affected airports are now on our website at WTAW.com. And dirt continues to fly for a new shopping center in West Bryan. Economic Development Director Kevin Russell says developers haven't settled on a name.
They're struggling trying to find a name. They are looking for a name that the people of Bryan and College Station would recognize. They've asked us several times to come up with a name, and I've told them we're really not in the business of naming shopping centers. That's up to you guys.
Russell says developers have not announced what stores will surround Walmart, which will be in the middle of the 52-acre complex.
But there are some other ones that they're negotiating with, and as soon as they tell me that they've inked the deal, I'm gonna ring that horn and brag about what's coming to Bryan.
Walmart is expected to open early next year following the holiday shopping season. The city council agreed to give developers a $5 million sales tax rebate over a 15-year period and up to $250,000 for a traffic signal at Villa Maria and Jaguar. Last September, several people caught and held a purse snatcher until police arrived. A Hearn man is off to prison for the robbery. 26-year-old Leonard McElroy Jr. was sentenced to 8 years. The crime took place in the Kroger shopping center off Texas Avenue in College Station. The victim was injured when her purse was pulled off of her arm. Brazos County court records show prior convictions for burglaries of a home and business and misdemeanor assault. And finally, the Texas Senate's Health and Human Services Committee has forwarded a bill calling for stricter standards for abortion providers. Committee members include Charles Schwertner, whose district includes Brazos County.
You know, I'm a pro-life individual, and I believe in measures that are prudent, that do protect the unborn. But that bill was really about protecting women. I don't think there should be a situation in which we are allowing individuals to have abortions in clinics that are less stringently regulated and supplied with the necessary equipment than ambulatory surgery centers, where much less invasive, much less problematic procedures are being performed.
Schwertner doesn't think the increased requirements will result in abortion clinics closing. WTOW News Time is 8:11. It's 41 degrees. This Look at the News is brought to you by Mary Maids. We'll have more news for you at 8:30, or you can find it anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Kat McMullen, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
If you work long, hard hours and it's difficult to find the time to clean up around the house, relax, because with Mary Maids, it's done. There's nothing like opening your door after a long day at work to see a clean Mary Maids home. Your entire house is spotless and you didn't even lift a finger. Mary Maids sends professionally trained, screened, and bonded professionals to your home so you can trust everything is safe and secure. Voted best of the Brazos Valley for the last 5 years. Call Mary Maids at 979-595-1111. That's 979-595-1111. Mary Maids, relax. It's done.
The road to the NCAA Women's Final Four begins in College Station, and you can be a part of the action, cheering on today's stars.
Nice no-look underneath.
As they dazzle in dramatic fashion.
When you're hot, you're hot.
Experience it live at the first and second rounds of the 2013 NCAA Division I Women's Basketball Championship, March 23rd and 25th at Reed Arena in College Station, Texas. Hosted by Texas A&M University College Station. Adult all-session tickets start at $25. Visit ncaa.com/tickets to make a date with champions.
It is 8:12 at WTAW. I'm Kevin O'Connor sitting in for Scott DeLucia, who's taking some much-needed time off. Weather forecast brought to you by Brazos Bounty. When someone moves to town, they're offered information on businesses. Get your business there first. Be an early bird at BrazosBounty.com.
High pressure will be in control of the weather much of this week. We'll have abundant sunshine today. Temperatures right around 60 degrees. Clear, chilly tonight, down to 35. Sunshine tomorrow, it'll turn a little milder. Highs tomorrow afternoon near 65. Tomorrow night, clear. Lows will be anywhere from 35 to 40. And we're partly to mostly sunny and breezy Wednesday with a high between 65 and 70 degrees. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Sports?
Well, hello there. You know, all these shiny buttons in here, whenever I fill in, by the way, the first time, first day, it always gets me. You can ask Scott. I always have to figure out all the buttons all over again.
Don't feel bad. I mean, the beginning of this show was a nightmare.
That's okay.
Don't feel like the Lone Ranger there, cowboy.
It's okay. You know, I had to quantify because sure. I've never filled in with you. So I always had to figure out these new buttons in here. But, yeah, coming up in sports, we've been talking about it all morning. The big news, of course, over the weekend, A&M, the women's basketball team, they're going to play again tonight because they won over the weekend.
Playing Nebraska.
Nebraska, yeah, the old Big 12 foe who's now moved to the Big 10 plus 7 or what? I don't know.
Something like that.
I don't know. It's not the Big 10 anymore. Yeah, so they'll be facing off against them at 8:30 tonight. And also the A&M women's swimming and diving team, they had a top 5 finish again, tying their highest finish in program history. We'll talk about that a little bit.
Awesome.
Talk football and all that other kind of stuff.
There needs to be the Big Ten with the little greater than symbol.
Yeah. The little asterisk to be like, oh.
The big greater than 10.
Yeah.
Yeah, and no matter what does go wrong, the fact that you didn't play crickets through my newscast means that I love you anyway. Because at least you played commercials instead of crickets.
Yeah, well.
As has happened.
That was completely unintentional. Thanks for bringing that up again, though. Give me a paper cut and pour lemon juice on it next time. That'll be fun.
Oh.
All right, 5 types of annoying people, not to be confused with you, Kat.
Oh, good grief.
As I was going to the movies, a group of 3 20-something young men literally mowed me over. Just not paying any attention.
Rude fellows.
Well, and for that split second, I was like, you frickin' raggle fries. And then I thought I'd get killed because I'm not 20-something anymore. So I stumbled on this online from lifehackers.com. Five types of annoying people and how to deal with them. Number one on the list is line cutters. First thing, you know, just ignore them. Let it go away. If you can't let it go, make sure you don't act angry. Then they'll get defensive. Ask someone else if they saw the person cut, so you have some backup. Then confront the person.
Hey, do you have diarrhea? Are you genetically superior to me?
That's awesome. I love that. Let me see. Number two, people who are arguing even when they know they're wrong.
Mm-mm.
Scott DeLucia. If you decide to argue and you don't just ignore them, make sure you're right. Number three, overbearing family members. Best thing to do is set clear boundaries, i.e. we don't talk about religion, politics, etc. in family meetings. Number four, people who are never on time. Now, a majority of these, I think, can be dealt with in a pop in the mush, but you can't really do that because then you get in trouble. But if you have people that show up all the time and they're late, if you want to teach them a lesson, just stop waiting for them. For example, if you're supposed to have dinner with friends, the whole group should sit down if they're hungry and just begin to eat. Don't wait on that one person. Obviously, the one-time thing, you got to let it go. But if you stop waiting for someone who's chronically late, they'll eventually just adjust their behavior.
Well, and sometimes you have to just understand, one of my very best friends is an artist, and she's always late, and that's just how she is. And at first I was offended when she was late, and then I thought, oh, wait a second. She just, it's not that it's me that she doesn't care about. She's just always
she
late.
She doesn't care about anybody.
Well, no, she cares, but she's continually distracted just by life. And so, anyway, I love her to death, and I don't mind when she's late anymore.
Or you could have the Royce Hickman schedule. That's what happens to me a lot.
What's that?
You just overbook yourself. Like you put
Royce Hickman is going someplace all the time.
All the time between, yes, 6 a.m. and 9 p.m. But
that's probably why I don't know who he is.
But strangely, Royce will, and that's why he's late, because he'll stop and talk to anybody.
I don't think I've ever met Royce Hickman.
From the Chamber of Commerce?
As President Day.
Sorry. It is Monday. I am tired. Okay. I know that's always my excuse. I know Royce Hickman.
Yes, absolutely.
I thought you were talking about one of the Hicks family members.
You don't remember him because you're on time and moving on.
After No.
And finally, we'll get to number five of the top five things of annoying people and how to deal with them. Noisy neighbors, which in a college town can happen. Mm-hmm. Chances are it doesn't happen as often, or they're not being as loud as you think they are.
Call the police.
But go knock on their door, according to this anyway. The PD may tell you otherwise. If it's late at night and you don't want to actually confront them about it, it's okay to bang on the wall if you're in an apartment. Just don't call the building manager or the cops unless you're absolutely positively you've run out of other options, because you're almost guaranteed to make an enemy out of them.
They're not going to know who called the cops. If they're loud enough for all the neighbors around to hear, they're not going to know.
If you're that person that's going to call, though, they're going to know.
Yeah. And here's the debate I've had before is, do you get kind of even more angry when they try to come apologize in advance? Hey, we're going to be loud. Just come talk to us. Well, no, don't be loud past midnight, and, you know, there won't be a problem. I won't have to come talk. I don't know. Some people see it as a nice gesture. For me, I'm just like, well, just don't party past midnight.
Just chill out a little.
I've never had anybody come and apologize, but when I lived in North Waco, I would be lying in the bed, and I could feel the bass notes in my stomach from a neighbor's house a couple houses down. They're not going to know it was me that called the police.
When I lived off Cabot, we had 3 a.m. gritos all the time.
3 a.m. Vito.
No,
what's a three?
Grito.
Oh.
If you've ever heard a Mexican song and you hear the, ay, 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 that's a grito. I got woke up to that on more than one occasion.
Yes.
All right, gang, it is 8:18 now on WTAW, and coming up, we'll check the dial for you.
Haven't heard from your insurance agent in a while? Don't know who to contact to get answers to your questions about coverage? At Van Dyke Rankin, they realize there are a lot of unanswered questions you might have with your current coverage, particularly healthcare coverage. Look them up. They'll calm your fears and make sure you know what you have and with whom. Van Dyke Rankin Insurance Company. Honesty, integrity, doing it right. Serving the greater Brazos Valley area and beyond since 1936. That's VandykeRankin.com.
The Cypress deal should give the markets a boost. This is the Dow Jones Money Report. I'm Jeff Bellinger. Investors are feeling optimistic about the deal to avert a financial meltdown in Cypress, and the futures are pointing higher ahead of the Monday session on Wall Street. Dell will be a stock to listen for. The computer maker confirms it has received two new buyout offers, one from activist investor Carl Icahn, the other from the private equity firm Blackstone Group. Both seek to derail the bid from founder Michael Dell and Silver Lake Partners. A new reading suggests economic activity picked up across the country last month. The Chicago Fed reports its national activity index swung back into positive territory in February, led by production-related indicators. Oracle is making an acquisition. The company agreed to buy Tekelec, a company that makes software for mobile broadband. And CBS is reportedly close to a $100 million deal to buy half of the TV Guide network. The Wall Street Journal says an announcement could come this week. Jeff Bellinger, Dow Jones Money Report.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 877-319-MYTV.
The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So cancel the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money.
Call 877-319-MYTV.
At just $24.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card.
Call 877-319-MYTV. That's 877-319-MYTV.
If you have gout and think a few attacks a year are all you have to worry about, think again. Fact is, gout can attack silently, even between flares. You may not feel it, but gout's root cause, high uric acid, can allow crystals to continuously form and build up in your joints. Over time, this may lead to attacks in other joints, constant pain, and joint destruction. So don't wait. Get more information at goutinfo.com and talk with your doctor about ways to keep your uric acid at a lower, healthy level.
If you or a loved one is considered homebound under the care of a physician and needs assistance with either skilled nursing or therapy service, call Thrive Home Healthcare. Aggie-owned and operated, Thrive Home Healthcare provides an excellent, cost-effective medical care alternative for patients and their families. Thrive services a six-county area, accepts Medicare, and has an on-call nursing staff available 24 hours a day. Thrive Home Healthcare, helping others thrive. Call 846-1213 for qualification and more information.
Classic Collision and Restoration on Highway 21 West there by Sioux Falls Prater, just off the bypass. Hey folks, Doug has been around at Classic Collision for quite some time. Opened his own shop after really kind of starting into car business when he was a teenager. He became just fascinated with the idea of doing body work, and as a result does classic showpieces, does restorations that are amazing. You can drive by and you can see his work kind of lined up there out front, and that's just his current customers. They're big body shop in the back. And they can do that kind of work for you, Classic Collision and Restoration. But also remember that if it is an accident that you've been in and you want your car, your truck, your van back to looking the way that it did when it came off the showroom floor, then give Doug a call at 779-8399, Classic Collision and Restoration. They'll do all the things that you need from a body shop, and that is they'll kind of make sure that the vehicle gets to your place, gets to their place to work on it. They'll give you a ride home. They'll help you as far as the insurance, renting a car, all of that, plus a tremendous finished product. Go to ClassicCollisionAndRestoration.com, or again, give him a call at 779-8399. Let his expertise make your vehicle look just like it did when it came off the showroom floor. Classic Collision and Restoration, 779-8399.
Quick look at your weather forecast. See sunny skies today, mostly sunny for the rest of the day, and 60 for your high. Winds only 5 to 15, which after the last couple of days is going to be kind of a blessing, I know. And then tonight we'll clear off and we'll see 34. Tomorrow, not quite as windy even yet. Tomorrow, sunny skies and 60. It's 37 here at WTAW.
The Aggie Report is next.
Last but left!
Texas Mutual Insurance Company salutes the coaching staff. To win, you have to make sure your team is strong at every position. We understand. As a workers' comp provider, our first responsibility is helping businesses protect their employees so they can stay on the job. So, coach, even though we're glad you're telling your team to focus on training and equipment and technique, we have to wonder, have you been reading our playbook? Come see us at TexasMutual.com.
Texas A&M women's basketball team advanced to the second round of the NCAA tournament for the sixth straight season on Saturday. Aggies now will face the former conference mate, Nebraska, 24-8, at Reed Arena tonight at 8:30. The game will be televised regionally on ESPN2. The Aggies get the win over Wichita State in the first round. Nebraska beat Chattanooga, Tennessee. Again, the game tips at 8:30 tonight. For tickets, here's the number, 845-2311. The toll-free AT&T number is 1-888-99-AGGIE. The winner will advance to Norfolk in the next round of the NCAAs this coming weekend. Again, Texas A&M and Nebraska tonight at Reed. 8:30 tip time. Outside the market, you can get it on ESPN2. Hope to see you at the game. I'm Dave South, and that's your Aggie Report.
Every weekend, it's the same thing. My husband and his friends fussing over who gets to use the John Deere we got from Sioux Falls Prater. See, it's a 3030 AD compact tractor, so it'll do most anything around our place. Mow, dig, load, and it's easy to work with. Maybe I should tell them they can get one at 0% financing for 72 months. Nah, I'll just let them fuss. Visit cptractor.com to find the John Deere that's right for you. Sioux Falls Prater, quality and integrity at prices you can afford.
Offer ends April 30, 2013. Subject to approved installment credit with John Deere Financial. Some restrictions apply. See your dealer for details and other financing options.
Hi, I'm Locke Pascal, interior designer at Wilton's Office Works. Stan, Marlo, and I would like to thank you for your continued support during our current remodel and wanted to give you an update on how things are progressing. We're very close to the end of renovations on the interior, Wilton's, so come by and take a look. Our next step will be the exterior, so be on the lookout as you pass our showroom on the East Bypass between University and Briarcrest. I'd like to invite you to stop in and visit us as we celebrate our improvements, and find us online at wiltons.com.
Right now, BMW is having its first ever BMW certified pre-owned sales event. And with exceptional offers through BMW Financial Services, you can get a BMW that looks and performs so new, it's hard to tell that it's pre-owned. So, hurry into the first ever BMW certified pre-owned sales event and take your first on-ramp in your new BMW today. Newer certified pre-owned, we only make one thing, the ultimate driving machine.
Visit Garland Shelton BMW. See them on the web at garlandsheltonbmw.com.
Easter is fast approaching, and now's the time to capture those special Easter moments. Call Specialties Photography today to reserve your child's Easter portraits with live Easter bunnies. Special includes 15 shots in studio, 2 5x7s, and 8 wallets from your favorite pose, all for only $39.95, with all additional sheets only $14.95. Sessions available now through April 5th. Call Specialties Photography to reserve your Easter special, or visit specialphoto.com. Specialties Photography, your locally owned and operated professional portrait studio.
This is Brad Beard of Intercon. Many of us have watched together as the Bryan-College Station area continues to grow and prosper. Part of that reason is your support of local businesses. We all depend on our neighbors from time to time. A healthy economy allows local businesses to create new jobs, and that means support from the services we expect from our cities. Your decision to stay here to do business means we continue to be the kind of place we want for raising our families. Bryan Broadcasting and Intercon remind you to shop local. It's where the jobs are.
Weather forecast brought to us by Brazos Bounty. When someone moves to town, they're offered information on businesses. Get your business there first. Be an early bird at BrazosBounty.com.
High pressure will be in control of the weather much of this week. We'll have abundant sunshine today. Temperatures right around 60 degrees. Clear, chilly tonight, down to 35. Sunshine tomorrow, it'll turn a little milder. Highs tomorrow afternoon near 65. Tomorrow night, clear. Lows will be anywhere from 35 to 40. And we're partly to mostly sunny and breezy Wednesday, with a high between 65 and 70 degrees. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
It's 37. My name's Kevin O'Connor, sitting in for Scott DeLucia. I got to tell you about the good folks at Suddenlink, keeping you up to date. If you are a NCAA March Madness basketball geek, like a lot of us are, I'm freely admit I'm one of those guys, you can check out things on TNT, CBS, TBS, and True TV with Suddenlink and Suddenlink To Go, which is awesome. Now, with Suddenlink, you won't miss a moment of the excitement on any one of those channels. Go to home.suddenlink.net/basketball to log in and stay logged in all the way through the tournament. You can also download NCAA March Madness app on your smartphone or tablet, log in with your Suddenlink username and password. Again, it's home.suddenlink.net/basketball. And while you're there, check out all the really cool stuff they're offering, like Any Room DVR powered by TiVo Mini. It's only available with Suddenlink. It's the smartest and most innovative DVR available. Record, pause, playback live TV like a regular DVR. But the cool thing is you get hundreds of hours of recording space and the ability to watch those recordings on any TV. You can access Pandora, YouTube, Picasas, all any room in the house. Also, you can take it with you wherever you go with TiVo Stream. Call today and you're going to get $150 in savings when you ditch the dish and make the switch to Suddenlink. With Suddenlink's SL200 HD TV package, you get free HD and tons of great programming. You get the most in sports and HD entertainment with Suddenlink. Suddenlink high-speed internet, fast, reliable, And for as low as $30 a month when you stick it all together because you bundle and save. Suddenlink offers reliable home phone service, too, for just $25 a month for the rest of your life. Ditch the dish and call Suddenlink at 1-800-915-1866. Again, 1-800-915-1866 so you can get hooked up today.
WTAW News Time is 8:30. It's 38 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by SWBC Mortgage. Experience the SWBC difference and their commitment to personal service, on-time closings, and seamless transactions. Good morning, I'm Kat McMullen. Passenger jet service at Easterwood Airport will continue after the control tower is closed. Director of Aviation John Happ says he's not been contacted by the airlines following the FAA's announcement. Congressman Bill Flores O'Brien says since 9/11, the FAA's budget has grown by 40%, while the number of flights have dropped by 15%.
There should be a way where they could cut 5% from out of the growth section of the budget and not have to shut down towers, but the administration has elected to go a political route instead of a smart route. There are smart cuts and there are dumb cuts, and the Secretary of Transportation has elected to go the dumb cut route.
149 airports, including a dozen in Texas, will lose air traffic controllers starting April 7th. The closures, to take place over a four-week period, are due to sequestration. On our website at WTAW.com are the list of affected airports and the FAA's news release. Last July, the Bryan City Council agreed to give $5 million in sales tax money to the developers of a Westside retail center at Villa Maria and Harvey Mitchell Parkway. Economic Development Director Kevin Russell expects upper-income households from the Traditions, among other places, will shop the new Walmart once it opens early next year.
They have no other option close by. They have to travel, you know, a pretty good distance to go to any grocery store or any store to buy cleaning goods for their home. You know, but I'm not going to say that people in Miramont don't go to the Walmart on Briarcrest either. So I think that it is something that's needed on that side of town as well as for the whole city of Bryan. It's not just a West Side deal. It's needed for the city of Bryan, for the city of Bryan to grow.
Russell says developers have not decided on a name for the 52-acre center, which has Walmart in the middle of the land once occupied by the Texas Hall of Fame nightclub. A Saturday night crash in College Station killed two people, injured five others, and closed a highway for 5 hours. Police say one pickup going south on Harvey Mitchell Parkway towards Holloman struck a second truck pulling out of a private drive. The driver of the truck pulling out of the drive, 19-year-old Taylor Leonard of Houston, was killed along with one of her passengers, 20-year-old Nathan Hardcastle of Cypress. Four other passengers and the driver of the other truck were taken to local hospitals. Police have not released the names of the injured, some of whom are in critical condition. Officers with the Criminal Investigation and Traffic Enforcement Divisions responded to the crash, which closed the highway between Holloman and Luther from Saturday night at 10 until Sunday morning at 3. The impact sent both trucks across all lanes of Harvey Mitchell. And six people told College Station police they were threatened by a man pointing an assault rifle at them.
As previously reported, 34-year-old Trey Davenport of College Station was arrested for possessing five guns, a butterfly knife, and five types of drugs. New information from the arrest report shows Davenport and a second person were banging on the door and windows of a home on McFarland Drive that's south of the intersection of Fitch and Welburn. The two left, and Davenport returned a short time later in his car traveling at a high rate of speed. Davenport's accused of getting out of his car, taking out an AR-15-style assault rifle, kneeling behind the car and pointing the gun at the house. No shots were fired. Police found Davenport a mile and a half away, and he was taken to jail where he remains held on bonds totaling $49,000. Davenport was also arrested for drunk driving, in addition to deadly conduct and possessing the guns and the drugs. Bill Oliver, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
A Bryan man considered by authorities as a major player in the amount of methamphetamine being brought into Brazos County is going to prison. 31-year-old Guadalupe Cosino entered a plea agreement in district court, where he was sentenced to 17 years after being convicted of five crimes dating back to 2011. While out on bond from the original cases, Cosino was arrested twice in the last 2 months on new charges of drugs and evading arrest. That was considered in his punishment. Meanwhile, another Brian Mann is headed to prison for the fifth time following his fourth conviction for drunk driving. Prosecutors brought up 19 prior crimes, including 5 felonies and 3 prior DWIs during the sentencing following the guilty verdict in the trial of 49-year-old Michael Magruder. He was arrested in September of 2011 after a woman reported a suspicious person in her apartment complex. And a purse snatcher is going to prison. Last September, in the Kroger shopping center off Texas and College Station, 26-year-old Leonard McElroy Jr. of Hearn pulled a purse off of the arm of a woman with so much force that she was injured. Police say several witnesses caught and held McElroy until officers arrived. With a criminal history in Brazos County, including burglaries of a business and home and misdemeanor assault, McElroy was sentenced to 8 years for the robbery. And finally, end-of-life care is a subject being discussed again in the state legislature. Senator Charles Schwertner, a member of the Health and Human Services Committee, says it's an emotional and difficult subject.
As a doctor, my concern is really the ethical and moral treatment of the patient and respecting the rights of the family and the patient. But we do need to have a process to deal with the many issues and uncertainties that are associated with end-of-life. And I'm in favor of Senator Dewell's position and bill, Senate Bill 303. I think it's the right way to handle it, which made some strengthening provisions in reference to our current advanced directive law here in the state of Texas.
There are at least 2 proposals to change state laws on resolving end-of-life disputes when doctors seek to let a patient die against the family's wishes. WTOW News Time is 8:36. It's 39 degrees. This Look at the News is brought to you by SWBC Mortgage. We'll have more news for you at noon, or you can find it anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Kat McMullen, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
When you think of Texas A&M Athletics on WTAW, think of those businesses who sponsor the games of your favorite team. Businesses like Zwirdeman Flooring, Hartgrove Insurance, and Subway. Here's a big gig'em to these sponsors of Texas A&M Athletics. You're listening to the flagship station for Texas A&M Athletics, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
With 18 fuel pumps with diesel and 23 restrooms, Chick's isn't your average Highway 6 convenience store. Chick's is a brand new 12,000 square foot specialty convenience store. Chick's has a 30-person dining area with 60 fountain drink heads, gourmet coffee, a 28-foot refrigerated meat counter stocked with fresh jerky, sausage, tenderloins, cheeses, and steaks, and a one-of-a-kind touchscreen menu of breakfast, lunch, and dinner items. Chick's is also your tailgating headquarters. Buy 20 pounds of purified ice for only 99 cents. Find Chick's on Highway 6 in Briarcrest. Chick's, coming soon.
He has starred as the Phantom in over 3,000 performances on Broadway and across the globe.
She is Broadway's longest-running Christine.
It's the musical event of the season. Broadway stars Brad Little and Sandra Joseph are just 2 of the 7 acclaimed Broadway singers coming to the Brazos Valley for the world premiere of Neil Berg's The Phantoms of the Opera.
Experience the finest songs and untold stories behind the great musicals and films inspired by Gaston LaRue's The Phantom of the Opera, the tale of obsession and desire that changed the Broadway musical forever.
3-time Tony Award nominee Mark Kudish directs 7 talented Broadway performers backed by a chorus of 120 in this never-before-seen musical spectacle.
2 nights only, Thursday and Friday, April 4th and 5th in Rudder Auditorium, sponsored by Mary and Tom Kirk.
Tickets on sale now.
Call 845-1234 or visit mscopus.org.
Don't miss the all-star theatrical concert celebration that is Neil Berg's The Phantoms of the Opera.
That's 845-1234.
8:38, 22 minutes away from 9 o'clock. Kevin O'Connor sitting in for Scott DeLucia, who is taking some time off. Kat will be back with us here in a little while.
Oh, no, I'm here.
Oh, okay. I thought this was the time you evacuated on us.
No, that's usually at about 50.
Ah.
So, I'm here. See? I'm her.
You're her?
You'll all have right. to scrap all those inappropriate stories y'all were going to discuss while I was gone.
Well, no, that's not going to happen. But I do have to get to the weather here in just a second.
High pressure will be in control of the weather much of this week. We'll have abundant sunshine today. Temperatures right around 60 degrees. Clear, chilly tonight, down to 35. Sunshine tomorrow, it'll turn a little milder. Highs tomorrow afternoon near 65. Tomorrow night, clear. Lows will be anywhere from 35 to 40. And we're partly to mostly sunny and breezy Wednesday. with a high between 65 and 70 degrees. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
It's 39 and under the best excuse for getting into a problem in your car ever. Oh, I'm sorry, ever.
We're never, ever getting back together.
Never.
Oh, my gosh.
Guy would like to rethink this a little. 61-year-old Robert Shepard in New Mexico driving a pickup truck in the parking lot of the Walmart.
Oh, yeah?
Robert was eating a sandwich.
I wish I was eating a sandwich.
The sandwich led to the insane chain of events. Now, this looks like something from a bad TV show. Started choking on said sandwich. Mm-hmm. Lost control of his truck. Truck slammed into an SUV.
Mm.
Truck veered toward the entrance of the Walmart, hit the grill and propane tank attached.
Ooh, law, put on the brake, man.
And that caused a massive fireball to explode over the Walmart.
Wow.
Three people were hospitalized. Two outside were burned by the fireball.
Did he survive?
No word on whether Robert will be facing any charges. Yes, he survived and is in serious condition.
Wow.
Oh, I'm curious what sandwich he was eating.
I know. My first thought is, you know, that's along the famous last words of a redneck. Hey, y'all, what's this?
I hope it was worth it.
I just can't fathom, you know, going into the Walmart. I'm just going to go pick up one thing.
Reckless driving by sandwich.
Reckless driving by sandwich, exactly. Buzz Aldrin, big hero of mine. I actually met him.
Really?
Yeah, he was here in town, and I got to meet him.
How cool.
Well, a New York auction house is set to sell more than 300 space artifacts, and that's today, including the original documents that were flown to the moon and used to carry out the first manned lunar landing. But contrary to recent reports, Buzz Aldrin, the Apollo 11 moonwalker, second guy on the moon, whose lunar travels, checklist, and flight plans are being offered, he's not doing the selling. Now, from Aldrin, quote, "I am not offering any items for sale from my current collection of Apollo 11 articles in the auction. The Apollo 11 items being auctioned off on Monday are being resold from auctions that took place back in 07.
Oh.
At the instigation of my ex-wife and her daughter, who acted as my attorney and business managers at the time, they had them."
Wow. Hey. Why does everybody make cat sounds? I mean, come on.
No offense to you.
I just think it's harder to make dog sounds.
And be convincing, sure.
Yeah, exactly.
All right, how about a guy in Wales has four kidneys?
Four kidneys?
Four kidneys.
Born with them?
No. And three pancreases, or would that be pancreae?
Why?
Undergoing multiple organ transplants, Carl Jones' first transplant failed because of type 1 diabetes. The transplant operation had to be repeated after the first set of new organs failed as well. Doctors say leaving the failed organs in his body helped subsequent procedures succeed.
Really?
At what point do you just kind of cut your losses? And I mean,
well, it's either that or die.
I get that. I get doctors' whole, you know, purpose in life is to, you know, or purpose in their field is to save people's lives. But, you know, at what point do you sit there with the guy with three kidneys go, I think we just got to cut our losses here.
And what about all the other people there who are like, well, I don't have any kidneys.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm on dialysis.
I just want to be the guy that he comes into that doesn't know. I want to be the x-ray tech that goes, sir, did you know you got some extra?
Yeah, I'll be impressed when he has two hearts. Doctor Who has two hearts. Did you know that?
Yes, I did.
Well.
I did not.
It's because you're not a Doctor Who.
Right, yeah.
Like we are.
Exactly.
Which says a lot for you, really.
But
you
I don't know
what
kind of alien has three pancreae. I don't know.
I don't have a clue. I don't even know if it's pancreae. I just made that up.
It sounded good to me when you said it.
Saplings from a tree that inspired Anne Frank are being planted around the United States. This is kind of cool. While she was hiding from the Nazis and writing her diary, one of the only things she could see from outside was the chestnut tree that she could see from the attic. And she wrote that she looked at it to keep her spirits up. Well, over the next 60 years, the tree suffered from a moth infestation, a tree fungus, and it finally got blown over by a storm in 2010. Before it died, though, the Anne Frank Center was able to collect seeds from the tree and grow saplings from them. And starting next month, they're open to plant them in 11 different places around the U.S. to keep Anne's legacy alive and promote tolerance.
Oh, cool.
The Children's Museum of Indianapolis will plant the first one, and other locations include a park in New York commemorating the 9/11 victims, a school in Arkansas that was integrated by the Little Rock Nine, and the Holocaust Museum in Michigan and Washington.
Huh.
I thought this was kind of neat.
I wonder if they'll get consultation from Neil Sperry and his gardening tips.
That would be cool. I know I've been lusting after the very special, very old pecan tree they have down at the Washington on the Brazos State Historical Site.
Oh, that thing's like 6,000 years old.
Well, I don't know about 6,000.
I'm not exaggerating by much.
Apparently. They do have babies of that tree also.
Oh, that's kind of cool.
Yeah, you know, Scott DeLucia planted that tree down in Washington.
Hey, now don't make fun of our co-host while he's gone.
You make fun of Scott as much as you want, Jordan.
We won't tell anybody.
Yeah, we will too. Hey, a guy that won the lottery is wanting to go back to work.
Really?
Yeah. Truth is, most of us will never know what it's like to go, yeah, I'm done. I'm out. Well, we can fantasize about the endless riches. So when the rumors began to spread that Canadian's newest millionaire was twiddling his thumbs and contemplating a return to the daily grind just to alleviate boredom, it seemed too far-fetched to be possible. But according to his old boss, the $30 million winner of last month's Max Lotto in Canada put the feelers out about possibly returning to work at the concrete restoration company because he has a loss for what else to do with his time.
Yeah.
I'd travel the world, man.
I can promise you it wouldn't be going back to work at the concrete factory.
Yeah. But you know what? I bet he can take any vacation he wants.
Well, that's what I've always said. If I win the lottery, I will just become very difficult to work with.
Oh.
Because I love this job, and I've always loved being on the radio. I've done it for over 20 years. So I would continue working. But if I felt like having a day off...
Yeah, you better believe you weren't in.
I would be having a day off.
Have you ever seen that show on TLC about the lottery winners? And there's some absurd number, a percentage of lottery winners that go broke within 5 years of winning the lottery.
Yeah.
So that this guy, yeah. There, I think it's like 68 or 69% of lottery winners...
If not more.
...go broke within 5 years.
Wow.
Because they just...
They need some counseling.
Right, exactly. They quit their jobs. They go traveling.
Well, they buy two or three houses
right,
and six
exactly.
boats.
Yeah.
And,
are you going to pay all the taxes on that,
exactly,
buddy?
Exactly.
With the other half of your 30 mil. You know, a girl I used to do the show with, and money can't buy you happiness. I would love to find out.
You know, money can't buy you happiness, but it sure can buy a lot of things.
Well, I would want to find out. Prove it. Speaking of proving it and finding out, world record breaking divorces. Divorce Settlement Hall of Fame. This came out over the weekend. Harold Hamm, who ranks as number 35 on the Forbes list of richest Americans, safe, self-made man, worth more than $11 billion. Well, Sue Ann Hamm, Harold's second wife, filed for divorce last year, claiming that he had been out dirty legging.
Mm-hmm.
So when they went to the settlement after 25 years, the divorce could garner her about 68% of his resources in the Continental Oil Company.
Wow.
So here are the top five. Mel and Robin Gibbons, $425 million. Craig and Mindy McCall, no idea, $460. Bernie and Sylvia Eccleston, $1.2 billion for in a divorce settlement.
Wow.
And Rupert and Ann Murdoch.
Oh, yeah.
Mr. Fox, $1.7 billion.
How would you like to be the lawyer in that case?
That's the winner. That's the guy that wins out of all this, is the guy, the attorney.
This is why you need to select women with character, not just hot women.
True story.
like we're going to say, no. That's a stupid idea, Kat. Absolutely not. And never see our significant other, date, or anything else ever again. It is 8:48 now. Today we're topping out at 12 minutes away from the top of the hour, and we'll be back here in just a shake.
Are you tired of the song and dance from roofing companies just to find out it's all hype and high prices? Now there is a choice. America's Choice. America's Choice certified roofing crews have installed hundreds of roofs throughout the Brazos Valley. They install all types of roofing from composition to metal. They have the Presidential Roof that offers a 20 to 50 year warranty. See the details at www.americaschoiceroofers.com. Call for a free roofing estimate today at 855-5-MY-ROOF.
You know, the Easter Bunny and I agree on at least one thing. Kids love half-price books. Around our house at Easter time, things get busy. Getting ready for the relatives, the kids letting me help them dye the eggs, as long as it's me who doesn't make a mess. Jenny lets me help out with the big dinner as long as I don't sample too much, but the Easter Bunny always lets me help pick out some really great stuff from half-price books for the kids' Easter baskets. And just like me, he loves that almost everything's half-price or less. I've always thought that half-price books has the best books, music, and movies for the kiddos. Toys, games, plush animals, and lots more that can make an Easter basket really special. I promise the Easter Bunny I won't get in his way, but I always have so much fun. I'll be doing my own browsing. Half Price Books, our family's favorite place to hop around for Easter. Hey, just call me an egghead. On University, just off the bypass next to PetSmart and Michaels. To find out more about the store nearest you, visit halfpricebooks.com.
Common sense, horse sense. Street smarts, no matter what you want to call it, it boils down to sound, practical judgment. And at RV Station in Bryan, you don't have big city overhead. That simply means you can get that dream RV and save thousands of dollars when compared to the competition. The philosophy is simple at RV Station. The best price in the country on the country's best brands. And right now at RV Station in Bryan, time for your family to enjoy this 2013 Jayco J-Flight 267 bunkhouse. It sleeps eight. It's just $199 a month. And don't forget, RV Station has factory-certified service techs and one of the largest parts inventories in the area to keep your RV in peak condition. Get to RVStationOnline.com and choose from over 250 campers or come by and visit RV Station at 2815 North Earl Rudder Freeway in Bryan.
Good morning. Thanks for waking up with us here at WTAW. It's 10 away from 9. With any luck, you're already well awake and on your way into work or already there and settled in. Again, my name is Kevin O'Connor, sitting in for Scott DeLucia. Miss Kat is here with us today. And the 100 greatest debut albums of all time. Now, for a lot of us, we still call them albums. I don't think the kids today even say that. It's either a CD or they're just going to download it from iTunes. A lot of these, I'll be real honest, I've been in the music business a long time. I didn't even know a couple in the top 10, but the Beastie Boys is the number one first released ever. Best release first time ever.
Yeah, love me some Beastie Boys.
Do you really?
I actually do really like the Beastie Boys.
I would have lost millions on that.
I really like them. Millions of dollars.
Let me see, the top 15, we'll just give you that. Arcade Fire, don't know. Jay-Z is 14 on his debut album. The Pretenders, The Clash, Nas, Patti Smith, not a big surprise there. This one kind of surprised me that they weren't higher because they got really big national recognition as just being a good band, and that was The Band. And that is back to 1968. They were the number 9 greatest debut album of all time. The Strokes from 2001, no idea. Sex Pistols at 7, NWA at 6, The Velvet Underground at 5, Appetite for Destruction from GNR, that's Guns N' Roses, is number 4. Are You Experienced by Jimi Hendrix? I don't know that you could argue any Hendrix album at all wouldn't be in the top of somebody's list. he's a virtuoso.
He's awesome.
The Ramones at number 2. And again, the number 1 back to 1986 was Licensed to Ill. According to Rolling Stone magazine, that was one of the hottest debut albums ever. I don't think so. All right, you ready for this? Robert Redford wants to be in Captain America. Robert Redford is said to be looking at Captain America, the Winter Soldier, the legacy of the star and the guy that was in The Sting and Butch Cassidy, is in talks to be in the sequel. What in the world is he going to do in the sequel? Not a clue. And here's one for you. If you're looking for a vacation destination and you're thinking, you know, we've been pretty much everywhere I've ever wanted to go. If you have a sweet tooth, I bet you'll like this at the Cake Hotel. It's only open for one night. Almost everything inside the hotel was made from either cake or some other kind of sweet, delicious treat. It would like literally be walking into someone's gingerbread house. It took 14 artists 900 hours to decorate the inside of the hotel with 1,325 pounds of sugary treats. Most of the meticulous decorations were edible. The windowsills were made entirely of fudge. The books on the bookshelves were edible. The bathtub was filled with caramel popcorn. Marshmallow garland was used to decorate the walls, which were partially edible too, and covered with macaroons. And while you're flying to said vacation destination, for more many airline passengers, you've been annoyed during takeoff and landing where you had to power down all your electronic devices. The FAA may only require you put some gadgets, such as e-readers and laptops, in airplane mode during takeoffs and landings, maybe as soon as next year. The FAA has been looking into the use of electronics on planes and might ease up on the strict rules to shut them down during certain times. But don't get too excited, because it's the FAA and the federal government, so there's always going to be one hiccup. It could apply to cell phones. The news comes following demands from the public to scientifically prove why devices such as e-readers can't be used to read during takeoff and landing. Now, some of that they say is for safety reasons, because if you're holding something, you know, hard with glass on it and there's a rough takeoff or landing, you're going to have that glass in your face.
Well,
so I kind of see that.
Yeah.
All right, we'll find out what's happening today in Histoire, and we'll do that more coming up for you here in just a second on WTAW. It is 8:55.
Celebrate Easter Sunday with Buppy's Restaurant. Buppy's will be open Easter Day for their delicious Easter brunch menu. Their Easter extended hours are from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. Enjoy all-you-can-eat brunch favorites, made-to-order omelets, tacos, waffles, and pancakes. A prime rib and ham carving station, plus an awesome pasta station. Leave the stress of Easter cooking to us. Don't miss Buppy's Brunch Buffet, open Easter Sunday until 3 and every Sunday from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. Buppy's, 506 Sulphur Springs in Bryan. At Buppy's, we feed people.
Here's David Schulte talking about installation.
Most roofing problems start with the installation. So many people are focused on product and what kind of warranty they get with the product, but they don't ask about the installation procedure, the installation techniques, the installer himself, the experience of the company, and how they can back that up. They kind of stop at product and don't look at the whole roofing experience as a package.
Schulte Roofing, the home of the bulletproof.
Texas Regional Eye Center is Aggie-owned and operated. There's no reason to leave town for LASIK vision correction when surgeons Terry Perkins, Bill Riggs, and Paul Wuthrich can offer you the finest experience in care right here in Aggieland. Trust Aggieland's LASIK doctors with your vision correction. Financing is available, so don't wait. Call Texas Regional Eye Center today, 774-0498. That's 774-0498.
Termite season is here, so protect your home immediately. Termites look just like flying ants, so people usually don't even know that their house is being destroyed from the inside out. So if you have mysterious bugs flying around your house, call EcoZap Pest Control today. EcoZap is the only company in BCS with Blazer, the termite detection dog. Plus, EcoZap will beat the other guys by 20%. So call EcoZap Pest Control for 20% off any termite or pest treatment. Call 3147-RUF. That's 3147-RUF.
856 at WTAW. Kevin O'Connor sitting in for Scott DeLucia, who is vacationing. And instead of nope, it's our 50-cent version of something cheaper. You ready?
Oh, yeah?
Yes or BS?
Yes or BS?
Yes. You answer. Okay.
Oh, okay.
Spring break started week before last, and it kind of trickles through for about 3 weeks. Not that we can, any of us, take spring break, but spring break started as a college swimming tournament in Fort Lauderdale. Yes or BS?
Oh, yes.
Absolutely.
Really?
Very good.
Yep. How cool.
College swim teams were invited to the College Swim Forum starting in 1935, and it started attracting non-swimmers as well.
Huh.
About 26,000 students do this on spring break each and every year. What is it? Do you have any idea?
Drink.
They get in trouble.
Oh, well, the two go hand in hand.
Yeah, actually, it's go overseas and get arrested for breaking foreign laws because they didn't know. I thought that was kind of fun. All right, let's go back in this day in histoire. We'll take you back to 1934. The first driving test was introduced in the UK.
Huh.
1953, Jonas Salk announced his polio vaccine. In 1968, the TV movie Marcus Welby, MD, drew such a large audience, they said, hey, you know, we should probably make this actually a series instead of a one-off deal.
Hmm.
In 1973, The Young and the Restless premiered. 1982, groundbreaking ceremony for the Vietnam Veterans Memorial was held in Washington.
Oh, and they're actually doing something today with the Vietnam Memorial.
Oh, cool. That's
yeah, they're breaking ground for a monument at the Texas State Capitol.
Oh,
so,
very nice. Anyway. On the anniversary, so very cool.
I had no idea it was the anniversary.
1997 in San Diego, California. It's kind of sad, but everybody remembers it. Remember the purple blankets and the Nike shoes? Heaven's Gate cultists committed a mass suicide because a comet went by. What else we got going on that's a little less downer-ish? 1965, civil rights activists led by Martin Luther King successfully completed their four-day, 50-mile march from Selma to the Capitol in Montgomery, Alabama.
Wow.
And if you've seen this on television, because anytime they're talking about the Beatles and John Lennon during their honeymoon, John Lennon and Yoko Ono started their first bed-in for peace at the Amsterdam Hotel. Started today and wrapped up on the 31st, and that happened on this date in 1969.
Wow.
Don't forget it's Waffle Day. Go celebrate.
Oh, man, I really want to celebrate as soon as I get off work.
It's also National Termite Awareness Week. Also want to make sure you remember that. Very, very important.
And did you know they have dog-detecting termites?
Yes, we actually do commercials for someone that does that.
Yeah, I had never heard of that until I heard the commercial.
Oh, in 2000, Vladimir Putin was elected the president of Russia.
Pooty-poo.
And that about does it for this here radio program. Oh, in 1971, the Boston Patriots became the New England.